JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Forum Bridge in Portmore St. Catherine to be rehabilitated. We have the details for you in today's program. Also coming up, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and Back to School Safety Tip. Thanks for joining us. The Forum Bridge, located on the Port Henderson Road in Portmore, St. Catherine, is to be rehabilitated at a cost of $27 million. The contract was signed recently for the six-month project, which is expected to get underway this week. Quality Henderson Plus Contracting Company will be undertaking the project with the National Works Agency, the NWA, as the implementing body.
The period for the construction is 6 months, but the bridge will be closed for 3 months. And during the 3 months, the National Work Agency will be putting in a detour road. Also, we're going to put in a pedestrian walkway that you can walk across while construction is taking place. During the peak period at the Port Henderson section is that you are going to be restricted to a one-way traffic.
State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan. Minister Azan is appealing to residents for cooperation during the construction phase of the project. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for South East St. Catherine, Colin Fagan, has welcomed the project, noting that he's looking forward to the work that will be carried out. Acting Mayor of Portmore, Councillor Leon Thomas, says he too is pleased that work will be done to rehabilitate the structure. He further urged residents to exercise patience as the work is being undertaken.
Bear in mind that if we don't repair the bridge and the bridge collapses, then everything cut off from around here. So you're going to have to bear some inconvenience, and we are calling upon you to understand the whole thing about getting the bridge repaired.
Mayor Thomas has commended the government on its effort to rehabilitate the country's road network and is grateful that plans are being executed in this regard to attend to the needs of Portmore residents.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business, once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Predator Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
In the next 15 years, Jamaica hopes to provide each citizen full access to efficient and reliable infrastructure and services. This is part of the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The peacock spread. In them long time days, like on in the 60s, 70s or so, when the peacock spread used to run the place. So you find, you know, just like a comforter around the place, you know, them time they are peacock spread. So when anybody will go far in, them always tell us, bring back a peacock spread for me. Wilder Brown from Longsville Park.
You can also share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35904. And for today's Back to School Safety Tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Avoid strangers. Children should never talk to strangers, especially in a vehicle. Try to avoid strange people and vehicle when walking on the street. If you feel like you are being followed, go to a well-populated area or find a police officer and inform him or her of your concern. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Aldean Campbell, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.